This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You get a new pet, a puppy or a kitten maybe or whatever, and then comes the stuff, the toys and trainers, the organic superfoods, which that superfoods bit sounds like but cannot possibly be a joke because we spend $60 billion a year in the United States on our pets. And if the tech industry has anything to do with it at all, we are going to be spending even more on digital gadgets and gizmos that let you track your pet's every accomplishment. And with that in mind, our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood introduces us to the newest breed of canine, the quantified dog. Here's Molly.
Come here, buddy.
This is me getting my new puppy set up with an activity tracker.
What lifestyle would you like for Reggie? Average 15,000 bark points, lots of snuggle time, couple of walks a day. In the 50th percentile, that sounds awesome. Because you're just a baby.
I know what you're thinking. I'm a crazy dog mom. Fair enough. But there is a growing market for pet tech of all kinds. Monitors that take pet selfies, electronic puzzles and games to entertain our critters and build their brain power. And the newest category, pet wearables that track activity.
I had three cats, and one would spend quite a lot of money to know where your cat went at night. It's amusing, it's frivolous, but what the heck? It's certainly not harming the cat to have a tracker on its collar.
Peter Harrop is the chairman of ID Tech X. That's a market research firm that actually put out a report on wearables for animals. It estimates the market could be worth $2.6 billion by 2019. Now, to be fair, that includes devices that track livestock, racehorses, and, you know, the wolf population of Yellowstone. Davide Rossi is the CEO of FitBark. That's the tracker I tried out on my dog, Reggie. He is one of a group of entrepreneurs hoping to grab a sliver of that market, and he's got some research too.
This is a multi-billion dollar industry. 45% of households own a dog, yet 53% of us impose on them a lifestyle that's unhealthy. An active lifestyle is not one bit less important for dogs than it is for humans.
But are we really ready for the quantified canine? The market isn't old enough yet to answer that question, but I went out and asked some dog owners at Point Isabel, a dog park near Berkeley. It's got 23 acres, including a dog wash and a cafe. Are you aware that there are pet wearables now?
I was not aware that there are pet wearables.
How do you currently track your dog's activity?
I track my dog's activity by how crazy he's acting.
But even if they hadn't heard about dog activity trackers, some owners immediately saw the purpose.
Well, it might be good for the overweight dogs. Look at how fat my dog is. Maybe I need to know.
I met one woman who has 8 dogs. She said she would buy a tracker if it were $10 or $12 each. But the FitBark, a little gadget shaped like a dog bone with Bluetooth built in, that costs more like $70, and so do its competitors. At least one guy thought they would be great for business.
Well, I'm a dog walker, and I might have a lot of clients, and they have no idea what their dog's doing. And if their dog had a Fitbit, they would know exactly how I'm doing my job.
In the week or so that I tried my doggy activity tracker, I did think it was kind of fun. And I'm not trying to brag, but little Reggie is pretty gifted.
His average bark points per day are higher than 46% of small-sized dogs of puppy age, 89% of all Chihuahuas, and 91% of FitBark dogs.
But once I figured out my dog's routine, the data just didn't seem as useful. And that is a broader problem. Wearable makers are still trying to convince humans to buy into activity trackers. Most people abandon them within about 6 months. I mean, look at Fitbit. Its stock hit an all-time low recently. So whether this market takes off or rolls over remains to be seen. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.
Rolls over. Get it? If you want to get a closer look at this whole quantified dog thing and to see Molly's new puppy, too, Reggie, he's a cutie, we've got a video of the whole thing at marketplace.org.